You are listening to the JetNation.com podcast hosted by Courtney Arillo and Nick Casal.
Hey guys, welcome for tuning in to the Jet Nation podcast. I'm Courtney Arillo and I'm kind of alone today. I have a special guest. I have the CEO, founder, president, leader, whatever else you want to call him, of JetNation.com, Phil Sullivan. Hello, Phil.
Hello, Courtney.
Thank you for joining me today and filling in for Nick while he's on vacation.
Nick has a pretty sweet deal going on. He's done like 3 podcasts and he's had like 3 weeks off, so.
Yeah, I don't have that deal.
Awesome Jet Nation benefit.
I don't know about that, what happened to his contract. That's not in my contract.
We will be revisiting that shortly.
Okay, well apparently my contract was tangled with a little yesterday according to everything I read on Twitter.
You were cut and then, you know, it was a technical error, but you are back.
Okay. Practice squad?
No. We were outright released, but...
Oh, outright. You were lucky no one picked me up.
We Marcus Dixon'd you.
Oh, nice. Great. Well, it's going to be an interesting podcast. We have a lot to talk about, and of course, we know the Giants... Well, this will be broadcast another day, probably, but we all know that the Giants lost on Wednesday. Good for us, because we will take over New York.
I mean, as a Jet fan, I guess politically correct, you're always supposed to say you don't root against the Giants.
I do. I don't care. I'm not that fan.
It's hard.
I'm not that type of fan.
It's hard not to be happy, not going to lie.
Yeah. No, I was surprised too, honestly. I was surprised. See, Tony Romo isn't that bad.
He threw one bad interception.
I didn't watch the game. I'm just saying that. I was working.
He did well. He did well down the stretch. And Victor Cruz dropped 3 passes.
Ooh.
No dancing.
No dancing for him. Well, whatever. Anyway, that's great. Giants lost. On to the next thing. It's the New York station. It's a Jet station, Phil. Just wanted to remind you. Anyway, so, of course, the last podcast, when I was with my, talking to my dad, we had the whole roster jumbo mix up crazy stuff, things going on. And we now have a new punter, Robert Malone, also the placeholder. Bobby. We got Bobby Malone on the team. See how that works out from San Diego.
You're on a first name basis with
Bobby. I am on a first name basis with Bobby. A couple of the players. I got criticized, by the way, on Jet Nation for when I talk about the players.
Okay.
For whenever I talk about Mark Sanchez, for calling him Mark and not Sanchez. And then, like, if I talk about, like, Darrell Revis, Mark is just easier to type.
Well, when you talk about Mark, I just prefer that you not call him the Sanchez.
I don't do that.
Because you're the ultimate fangirl.
Well, I don't do that. No. I'm just saying, Mark. Like, I don't want people calling me by my last name.
So, yeah, TJ Conley got cut pretty late after final cuts.
Yeah.
Westhoff is a bit of a cranky old man with his cane and said no more to Conley. Malone comes in, and then I worry more. I'm like old school, but the punting, you know, you'll punt, that's great.
Yeah.
He's the placeholder. I would just always worry about that stuff with field goals, so hopefully the transition is seamless there.
Yeah.
The other thing, you know, the roster has been changed a lot. We don't have to dig too deep on it, but, you know, we made the joke earlier, Marcus Dixon was actually waived.
Mm-hmm.
They brought in another nose tackle to replace him, Samoan nose tackle, and I will do everyone a favor and not pronounce his name and butcher it, but he tore
his... Avatui.
There you go. He tore his ACL in his first practice with the Jets and had a clause in his contract where he could be waived, so then Marcus Dixon was brought back, but that falls into the category of maybe worst break ever. And then just one other roster thing, you know, the Jason Smith, the trade for Wayne Hunter. Dennis from Jet Nation has an excellent article on the front page right now, really digging down the contract, because Jason Smith was the number 2 pick overall, so he had a real big contract, and some of the things they did with that to help the Jets out cap-wise. Dennis did a good job of breaking that down. Check it out.
Yeah, no, definitely. That was a good article. So the Jets-Bills game. My main concern, again, I don't even want to go into it, but I am concerned about the injuries. You know,
are
I mean,
are you concerned at all about Sanchez and his hair? Like when he puts the helmet on, that
totally not.
No, you're okay with that?
No, I just want the headset to work. Okay, those injuries. Dustin Keller, I'm really concerned about this. He didn't practice,
He didn't practice yesterday.
He didn't practice yesterday, yeah. Sione Pua had limited. You know, I mean, these are our key guys. And you saw when they played the Giants that, you know, he completed the first two throws with Dustin, and they were great. They were great throws. So, I mean, if he's not there, you know, it's just going to be Mark's fault. You know, everything's just going to be thrown back. That's just ridiculous. We have to surround him with the proper guys that we need to support.
You know, the injury is a part of the game. They have to do a better job of protecting him.
Yeah.
Wayne Hunter is in St. Louis now because of that.
Yeah.
But he has to step up. Injuries are part of the game.
I understand that, but I don't like opening the game. And I mean, I wouldn't be making a big deal about it if it was, like, any other team, probably. But because of all the criticism the Jets have been getting from this stupid media, it's, like, it's so dumb.
Well, they don't have the best receiving, you know, corps in total right now. So, if you're without Keller, it does hurt. But, you know, like Peyton Manning, Eli Manning, these guys, their receivers get hurt.
Yeah.
They just find, you know, they find a way to find somebody else.
Yeah.
That's what, if the Jets are going to do well this year, that's what Sanchez has to do. He's got to step up and have good hair days. Him having good hair days is important.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, well, no, I think he knows that he has to be a leader. Yeah, well, I don't think he cares what he looks like now that he's taken. He's spoken for.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to impress anybody.
Eva?
Yeah.
You jealous?
No.
No?
No. She's old.
She's old? How old is she? I'm going to throw that out so you get slammed.
She was slammed by all the listeners. No, she's older. She's older than what we're used to him dating.
Oh, yeah, 16?
Yeah. So, you know.
She's legal?
Yeah, and then some.
What? How old is she?
I think she's 37.
She's 37?
Yeah, she's 37.
Oh, that's really old.
Yeah, man.
That's ancient. She might break a hip getting out of bed.
Okay, so it's not that old.
So, well, what do you think of, how are you going to react to the game, the Tebow mania? You know, the first time Tebow comes in, they take Sanchez out, it's first and goal.
Who's to say it's going to happen?
Let's just say it happens.
It's going to be, just because he goes in doesn't mean he's going in to replace Mark, you know?
Okay.
He could be using him for other tools. I'm just wondering if they're going to pull out all those surprises that they keep talking about. You know, I mean, are they going to let everything out of the bag like the first game? Like, it's the Bills, it's not the Patriots. I mean, I personally don't think, I mean, we're both going into this like 0-4, you know? So, it's anyone's game, really. I don't think they're going to be that good this year. Everyone's like, oh, the Bills, because they did like somewhat good last year. But come on, it's like a new team.
Well, Ryan Fitzpatrick is still the quarterback, so the way I look at it is if you can't beat the Buffalo Bills at home, with Harvard at quarterback, it has a potential to be a long year. So, you know, some people were complaining they're opening against the Bills, Mario Williams there, it's hard.
Yeah.
But
we have Revis.
If you want to do what you say you're going to do,
yeah,
win that game, go out and win that game. We mentioned Mario Williams. It's a big, big key to the game. Mario Williams, Rex was asked, if he thought Austin Howard would be, you know, going against Mario Williams, and Rex said absolutely, he expects them to line him up on him. So really something to key in on the game, because, you know, the blocking tight end mystery of the Jets, you know, do they give Howard help? Do they expect him to just...
I think he could hold his own. I think he did good.
He played well in the preseason.
Yeah, I think he did play well.
The bar was set real low. Wayne Hunter was not very popular.
I know, because like anyone could be better than him, so I mean, people are looking at it in that light too. I don't know. I just Jets fans are the most negative fans, especially now. It's ridiculous. It's like, come on.
You know,
nothing really happened yet.
For some Jet fans that are like really old, and like, I mean, like 38 and older.
Oh, yeah.
it's been a long time, you know, since they since they saw a lot of success. There's been the championship games the last couple of years, but they lost.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I went to both championship games, and what I remember about those games is driving home thinking how much it sucked that they lost.
Yeah.
So those were
good years.
Imagine
you were then.
But, you know, it's been 40-whatever years since they won, so you hear it. I always say, like, when the new players come in and they complain about fans being negative, it's like the new players are paying for the sins of their fathers. The players before you sucked.
Yeah.
And that's why you get booed. So if you want all that to end, it's pretty simple. Go win.
Yeah, just win.
So on the game, you know, you got Mario Williams is a pretty big thing. There's a lot of talk about Rivas this week.
Comparing him?
No, what with Stevie Johnson.
Oh, okay.
Stevie
I was
going to
say, did you hear that crap
success?
About comparing him and Eli Manning? You can't compare two different positions.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. I heard this.
That's apples to oranges.
Exactly. It's like, were we getting bored? We have nothing to talk about. So we're going to start, like...
But
where's the water boy? He's pretty good, too. Not like that. I'm just saying. I know.
If they're, you know, if the Jets, if a key to the game for the Jets is has anything to do with Darrelle Revis, the Jets are fine.
Oh, well, yeah. He'll just score some time. He's gonna do what he did last year and score defensively because we're going to use our defense. Our defense is going to be huge this year. Mark throws completions, no sacks, and then our defense just is the Jets defense, Rex Ryan's, you know, we'll be fine. We'll be awesome.
Yeah.
You know? It's right if you have an injury here and there. It's just a couple little tweaks.
They are gonna go, you know, all the talk about T-Low, all the talk about everything else.
So overrated.
They're
seats.
Gonna go
so Mark says we're selling seats.
We're selling seats.
Hey, you know, he speaks the truth, I'm not gonna lie.
They are, but they're gonna go as far as Mark takes them. If he steps up and, you know, he might not have the best weapons, but if he can make something out of it, get sacked less, you know, avoid the negative plays, the touchdowns that he's throwing to the opposition, has to stop.
But here's the thing. I think in the Giants game, when we did see Mark play the longest, people finally backed away, you know, from the criticism of Mark because Holmes dropped the ball. Like, he's throwing straight to the numbers. Like, okay, we obviously see Mark can throw. Now it's our receiving. How much is it gonna take to show people that there's other people on the team?
You have a new offensive coordinator. You know, they taking great pride in saying they weren't showing anything. Whether, you know, we'll see in week one, we'll see against the Bills if they were hiding something or not.
Yeah.
But
well, that's what I'm saying. You think we're gonna see everything in one game? I don't know. They might save it. They might just have a Patriots package.
The hallmark of this offense under Sperano is supposed to be, you know, they say ground and pound, you run the ball, but...
We should throw it.
What's different, but that's what's supposed to be different about this versus what they had last year. When there's shots downfield deep, you take them. That's where Stephen Hill comes in. You know, can he didn't have a lot of catches in college. He's got size, he's got speed, but can he step in early and make an impact as a deep threat?
Yeah.
And, you know, I say a lot's on Sanchez. A lot's on Santonio Holmes because he hasn't had a 100-yard game in,
mm-hmm.
I think it's like 20-something games. It's been a long time.
It's a while, yeah.
You want to be a number one.
And here he is with his mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, listen, just play.
So,
everyone, just play. Shut up and play. Pretty much.
Yeah, no more.
It's the new motto.
No damn ball, just play.
Yeah. So, I don't know. As far as, like, predictions go, because everyone likes to predict things, I just got to wait till Sunday, you know? I actually called into the Boomer and Carton show this morning.
Nice.
Yeah, and it was a quick, you know, it was basically about Santonio Holmes. They were talking about what he said. And if it's...
What did he say?
If that's just him, basically, or if it's, like pretty much, like, what is he doing? Why is he saying that, like, so, like, late into, or right before the season actually starts, like, and then, like, after everything that's been going on a couple months ago with him and Mark, and now, you know, just, like, why is he opening his mouth?
What did he say? He said that him and Mark are tight.
Yeah, but Mark was,
Mark was upset.
Mark was upset, there. Yeah, he's, like, speaking on his behalf. He's just voicing his opinion. He's an obviously opinion guy. he's like safe now. Like the whole thing with him and Mark is like brushed over, which I really don't think is a big deal in the first place. Like, yeah, you shouldn't have like acted that way as a team player. But as far as the whole thing with him and Mark goes, whatever, like that's water under the bridge. And I think now that he knows he's like back on like good terms with like everyone, yeah. I don't know. He can be like, oh, whatever, this is how I feel. Either, and I, when I called into the show, I was like, one, either that's just the type of guy he is, and he really just doesn't give a shit, or two, he's giving the media what the hell the media wants to hear. I mean, the media's ripping them apart. It's like, all right, we're just gonna say it, just to shut you up, because you like it, you're feeding off of it, you're taking it to this level, roll with it.
Well, yeah, I mean, you see a lot of that. ESPN talks about how much Jets coverage there's been, but they're the number one source of it.
Yeah.
So, really what it comes down to, when you said just play,
yeah,
it comes down to the results on the field. Santonio Holmes did this last year. He fought Wayne Hunter. Santonio Holmes, you know, you got into it on the field and all that. Wayne Hunter was evaluated as not being good, and he was traded.
Mm-hmm.
Santonio Holmes was evaluated as being good,
and
he's here. Like,
yeah,
they'll always be graded on what they could do on the field. That's why Terrell Owens always gets signed all those years and all these guys, because if you can help win football games,
so then I mean, not to like get into it, but it's probably, everyone says that Mike Tannenbaum's like the money man. So is he looking at the money, the cap? We have like $5 million under still. You know, Jags are like $25 quadrillion under their cap.
You know, yeah, it always,
it's like, you can throw some of that money our way. You're obviously not going to use it this year.
Well, that thing came out this week where Dennis Wozniak, I pronounced his last name right, said he had the
sorry Dennis,
he had the picture, or he talked about the Jets having the color-coded depth chart system that shows by
that's right, I read that,
by position, you know, what contract year they're in. I talked to Dennis about it, and he said he thinks other teams do that, so it's not, you know, the rumor was originally the Jets are being real cheap.
I'll call my people and let you know. I'll look into that. Let me write that down.
Call your people. Could you call the punter Bobby and ask him?
I'm gonna call Bobby. Hey Bobby!
But
it's a color code thing.
You know, sometimes the rumors or the allegations of being cheap, you know, sometimes it's common practice, and, and you just don't know. Again, nobody's gonna care. The Jets, Tannenbaum's gonna get basically criticized heavily right now because they cut half their draft picks.
Mm-hmm.
You cut your fifth round pick.
I'm shocked.
You cut your 2 6-round picks. And you cut your 7th-round pick. Jordan White's back on the practice squad.
Yeah, which I'm happy he's there, because when I was watching him, he did awesome. Like, in practice, when I went to the family camp practicing, he did really good.
Yeah,
he dropped like 1 or 2 or whatever. But Mark was throwing to him. Tim Tebow was throwing to him.
How did Mark's hair look that day?
You know, I swear to God.
Did it look good?
Oh, it was great.
When they bring Tebow
in, when the wind
in,
blows a certain direction,
when they bring Tebow in, like, will they have somebody on the sidelines that could get product in Mark's hair, you think, at that time? Like,
he has a line coming out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. It's important.
Yeah.
No, Tannenbaum's going to be criticized because you cut 5, 6, 6, mm-hmm. you know, 6 6-round picks, 2 6-round picks, and your 7th, on a team that went 8-8. They have holes. They need depth. So if you did such a great job in undrafted free agents, that's great. But then why didn't you draft those guys in the 7th round? Why did you let
them
go?
If Nick were here, he'd be blasting about the whole Copels deal and how we should have.
You know, they've been better. I know Nick criticizes him for that, but Copels is going to be fine. Nick doesn't like
him. Oh, yeah, no. He's fine. I'm not worried about Copels at all. The whole thing, though, was that crap that Rex said something negative about Stephen Hill.
You know,
I don't.
Did you see that? Because it wasn't negative. He said he didn't take the pick. He didn't make the pick. He wasn't.
Yeah.
He wasn't really criticizing him. Rex, I like what he's doing. Like, he got on Curly early in camp. Like, he's a player's coach, but now he's not afraid to get in their face a little bit more.
Yeah.
Which
he knew. Well, that's part of being more of a leader and taking ownership of the team. Like, that's the right word. I'm probably using the wrong
also,
word. Responsibility for the team.
The great Rex Ryan sensei mystery. Who's his sensei?
Yeah.
The rumors were it was Bill Parcells.
Yeah.
That is very Parcells-like.
Yeah.
You get in somebody's face.
We're going to find out, though, at the end of the year, he said.
At the end of the year. Hopefully after they win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Then he'd be like, "What does it matter? We won."
So you're not gonna make any predictions on the season?
No, I want to see the I want to see the performance. What did I read today? 10-6, which is a little realistic.
Winning the division, you know, I agree with your predictions are tough, but you know
it's too early. I hate that.
But you gotta make them.
Why? Go on a limb. Why? I'm not an analyst.
So people can make fun of you.
I don't want to. I've been made fun of enough.
You get made fun of enough for your own reasons.
Mm-hmm.
The
I can take it, you know, but it's cool.
I'd say I think they're a playoff team. To predict that they're going to win the division and overcome the Pats based on what we've seen right now.
But it's not like we like didn't win any games last year. Everyone acts like we were like the Dolphins. We weren't.
No, that's what I'm saying. I think they're going to be good. The doom and gloom. I'm not there with that. I think they're going to be fine.
I can't make a number like prediction like who are going to be this team like. Because we do have a tough start. I don't care about the Giants. Oh, the Giants have the worst. Whatever. And the Giants have such a bad... They obviously can't deal with it because they lost. But, we have a rough start. All we can do is overcome the first half and then we'll be fine. I don't know about being wild card.
Well...
I mean, I don't want us to be, but the Giants were last year and they freaking won.
It's tough. You have all those road playoff games that catches up with you. Your luck more times than not runs
but
out.
But Mark's good on the road, and I keep repeating that. He's good.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's better, but he's better than, you know, I mean, it's time change. And then whenever the game airs, and it all comes to play. I'm not going to say anything until I see, like, the first game or two.
The Super Bowl's not in Chicago, is it?
Are you serious?
No, it's in New Orleans. No, I was going to say, if the Super Bowl's in Chicago, because that's the Windy City, that would be bad for his hair. Mark would do bad.
He has a helmet on. It's perfect.
Oh, yeah, he's fine.
He probably has extra space in there, too.
we'll see what... It comes down to the offense, how good they can be. Can they control the clock? And they have to minimize...
Time management. Which, this the only good thing I see at Sperano is this whole tempo and, like, time management thing. Because that's what we need to work on. As far as the tricks, and like my dad said, Wildcat wins you the battles, it doesn't win you the war. You don't, you know?
Okay.
That's where I stand on it right now. I can't make a prediction. It's just what I know right now.
Yeah, if they just avoid costly mistakes and turnovers with this defense, they're going to be fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, couple shout-outs, because you've been having some...
Can you still use the term shout-out?
Shout-out, why
is that,
not?
Is that still a term?
Yeah, why not?
All right, just checking.
It's written here on my paper.
Just checking.
A couple... What's another word?
We'll stick with shout-outs.
Shout-outs, yeah. So some shout-outs here. Jet Nation, the forums have been picking up. We have a lot of controversy going on in there. I'm getting hated on.
Yeah.
By Gastineau. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's my shout out.
Is he he's a Tebow fan?
He doesn't like anything I have to say. He has some smart ass remark about it, but that's okay.
So I can dish it,
I can take it, and I can dish it right back in your face. That's my shout out. But I do kudos to Point Man. He wants to be on here. He wants to join the cool school.
We could send him a contract, and if he doesn't require the extensive vacation package.
Oh, that, yeah, then you're then in. You, Nick, hear, you
we
hear
could,
that?
We could Wally Pip Nick and get a replacement.
Then Nick can take another vacation. Just kidding. Just kidding, Nick.
All right, I'll do a shout out. On Facebook, on the Jet Nation Facebook page, there's a young guy, gentleman, Justin Rivera.
How old is young?
Under 38.
Under 38?
Yeah,
all
apparently
right.
In your world.
Mm.
Justin Rivera. No, just a shout out to him because just huge Jets fan, always on point. Diehard fan, but this guy really, really knows his stuff. Just wanted to point it out and say good job.
Nice suggestion. Also, you know, I gotta say, I know everyone knows him, but Jake Steinberg.
Jake.
There's a shit on Twitter.
You like Jake?
Yeah, he's cool. Whatever, he doesn't really respond to me. But that's cool, I get it. I'm not gonna sit here and cry. But no. I follow him, he's good. He knows his shit, and, I mean, obviously, he's what he wants to do, and he's good at what he wants to do, so he's so good someone's impersonating him. Imitation is flattery. Fake Steiny, 32, 31, I forgot.
Jake,
I'm such a bad Twitter follower. Well, yeah. No one's impersonating me. I mean, that's fine. I don't want them to.
I think you do a good enough job of...
Yeah, we just need one Courtney in the world. But,
No, you know
no,
what?
No, he's really good.
I saw that... I saw the parody account, and he seemed like he was pretty fair about it, pretty cool about it.
No, he was really cool about it.
Where, like, Manish, you know, our good friend from the Daily News...
Oh, yeah.
...just gets mad anytime somebody jokes
He just gets
him.
Mad and blocks people.
Yeah, so...
Block, spam, delete... Click, click, click.
Yeah, yeah. Good point with Stein. You did a good job. One last person that I want to shout out was the guy at the tailgate. We tailgate at with our good friend Joe, tailgatejoe.com. I guess that was a shout out. And
ooh, shout out Sentry here. At E10, someone asked me on Twitter. I was like, oh, stop by. And he's like, okay, where are you? And I was like, we're in E10, right off when you get off like the train and shit. And he's all like... Whoa, does that come before L or something? I know, I guess he goes to L something.
L9.
He doesn't go to L7. He goes up to L9 or something. I don't know.
All right, well, I guess that was a shout-out for L7. With the shout-outs, we're going to have to get a bell. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
No, but the last one I want to do is the guy that drove by the car, you know, we parked right along the curb in E10, and he was hitting on Courtney. And it was like catcalling her, whistling, or, you know, something inappropriate. And she looked at him, and she had the best line ever. And she said, dude, take the car seat out of your car before you hit on me next time. And his face went white, and he just drove away. So we didn't get your name, but embarrassed dude.
I remember that.
With the car seat, you get a shout out.
Yeah, maybe, yeah, cruise back around. I'll hand you a roster. We have these awesome Jet Nation rosters, which was flashed on the board at the Giants game on the big Jumbotron, one of the four.
We did get the Jet Nation logo up.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Shout out. And, yeah, dude. Come on, get real.
No car seats.
No car seats, people.
No car seats allowed.
And come on. Thanks. That was a great shout out.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, definitely, are you going to the game?
I will be at
this Saturday?
Every,
Sunday? God, Jesus. I don't know. I keep thinking Wednesday. What the hell has a game on Wednesday?
Holiday week. I'm at every game ever. If it's home, I'm there.
There you go. That's cool.
It'll be good. Hopefully they get off to a good start.
Yeah. Go home happy.
1-0.
Yeah. And our tailgate. So what time does the tailgate start? The game's at 1.
It's always 5 hours before. So Joe pulls in at 8 a.m.
Were you serving Bloody Marys and mimosas?
He serves hot dogs pretty quick after that. No, actually, he does pork roll sandwiches.
Is that what he's doing? And and hamburgers.
No, he has all that stuff, but what he does is he fires up pork rolls so you can actually go for breakfast.
Oh, my God.
And pork roll and cheese. It's pretty good. I don't get there quite at 8. I get there, you know,
8? Is that 5 hours before 1? Holy shit.
I think
so. Do the math, Courtney.
I'm not great at math, but I'm pretty sure. If not, we'll edit it out.
Okay.
No. So, yeah. Definitely give him a visit. He does a good job.
Yeah, you can't miss it.
You get to meet Courtney. That's probably, that will probably bring like 3 to 4 extra people. That's how popular you are.
I almost choked. Thanks. 3 to 4. Leave the car seats at home. Anyway, so definitely excited for the game on Sunday. We're going to be taking over New York, Giants fans. And we'll have a lot to discuss Monday. I'll probably call into the show into Boomer Carton again and either vent or praise.
And then we'll see if Nick returns.
We'll see if Nick comes back from, you know, some whatever tropical island he's on. Watch, it's like middle of nowhere, Pennsylvania. yeah. So, well, that sounds good.
Thank you, Courtney.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on. And thank you to everyone for tuning in. Please follow us on Twitter and, you know, join JetNation.com. Come join the forums. There's also a live chat. You can talk to us. You can talk to me. You can talk to Point Man. You can talk to the other crazy people that are in there. And again, like, follow us on Twitter. And we'll talk to you soon. Or maybe we'll see you at the game. Go Jets. Talk to you later.
Thank you for listening to the JetNation.com podcast. Be sure to visit JetNation for breaking Jets news. You can also like us on Facebook and Twitter for real-time updates.